Whether you're traveling, budgeting, or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. NAB app. It's made for human.
101.9 The Fox.
As somebody that passionately loves Pink and her music and the woman that is Pink, I'm starting to worry, Fev, that because she's always loved Australia, I think she's going to want to get out of here real quick because for people who aren't aware, she has cancelled, I think now, 3 Sydney shows.
Yep.
And she got a lot of flack when she cancelled the first one, and she ended up defending herself on social media and said, here's the thing, I am sick, certain media outlets. And I have heard this. There are quite a few American and UK artists and celebrities who do think the Australian press is savage.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they
and
are, though.
They're
we are.
Going We're Pink not well. At the moment. Now, there was a lot of fan backlash, obviously, yesterday's show that she cancelled. It was the day before, I think. It was only about 2 hours out.
Yeah.
So, look, I get fans being disappointed.
I agree too, Boxy, because I think they got an email at 4:45. So people are already lining up. And the thing is, they'll get their cash back if they're going to change the date. And if they can't get the date, they get rescheduled.
Yeah.
And if they don't get the money, they don't want to go, they get the money back. But it's the people that have flown interstate that lose their accommodation.
Overnight accommodation. Oh,
and you understand that.
Oh, totally.
And I reckon they'll get their money back and they'll probably get reimbursed.
Totally.
But if you're sick, you're sick.
That's the funny thing, isn't it? Because when you are sick, you're sick. And I think Australians more often than not have a really good work ethic. And it's like a guilt. I feel like I got that guilt from a young age. I always feel guilty when I'm sick. And that's such a weird. Like, it's strange to feel that, isn't it? Like, when you're sick, you shouldn't feel the weight of letting people down. But anyway, so Pink's got on the front foot. She's ended up taking herself to hospital. It's
twice.
So funny. Well, I was thinking to myself, Fev, I thought, even if she was laid up on the couch in the hotel room, part of her would have probably even thought, you know what, I'm just going to get into a hospital to make this stop because I've got to prove that I'm sick. And similarly, yesterday I noticed on social media, Zipporah, Malka, now she obviously had a lot of interviews lined up this week that she's been cancelling.
Right. Was that to promote, do you know?
Because it's Homeless Week.
Right, okay.
And she's had her own struggles.
Right.
And she's obviously been locked in to do interviews. She's cancelled and she's been getting so much flack. She went on Instagram last night and I saw something that I'll never be able to unsee. She basically had a coughing fit on a video.
I couldn't get through it.
I know. I sent it. I said, Fev, check this out. You couldn't watch it.
Here we go. Do you want the excuse part first?
No, I'll just hear the cough for a second.
Just the coughing part. Okay. Oh.
Okay, that's enough. That's
you sure?
Quite honestly, it goes on to the point where it got graphic and really weird. But anyway.
Ooh, geez. Oh, gee. Okay.
Yeah, it got messy. It was a coughing fit that got messy on Instagram. But someone removed the video. But she did actually have a point. This was her excuse.
Unfortunately, as you can see, I'm sick. I have been sick for the last 2 weeks. I've tried to struggle through it. But it's become clear to me that I actually have to take care of myself. I've had that cough for 2 weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
But
hey, the best thing about us is that we got the video before it got taken down.
Yeah.
And it's now on our Instagram page with a massive warning.
Yeah, it's graphic.
Now, 131060, have you ever had to prove that you're sick? Because it's that, you know, when you either work, haven't believed you, have you dragged yourself in? You've collapsed at your desk in the office just to prove that you're not well.
I had a little incident in a newly single, time frame that I'm in at the moment.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to a date on a Saturday night, and I was waiting and I was waiting and I was waiting. And this particular person had sustained an injury playing sport. And I thought, you just don't want to, you know, that's just
hang out.
But then I got the actual picture sent to me from a hospital bed. Now, you can't doctor a picture.
From
a hospital bed. That's the evidence.
Or was the photo from a few months before.
Yeah, it might have been. Okay. But you felt really bad and went to Empire. It happened
in Jacuzzi. 131060.
I know. We heard a story earlier today about somebody cancelling a date. And then it was you, Leon, wasn't it? Leon, our executive producer, and the girl sent through a medical certificate to prove. Sometimes you feel like, I've got to prove this.
The number is 131060.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we were talking about the lengths you've had to go to really prove you were sick, because we're feeling for Pink at the moment. She's cancelled 3 Aussie shows, and the Australian media are after her. She's ended up going to hospital, and still there's lots of people knocking her. And we were just saying, sometimes when you're sick and people don't buy it, or you've got to prove it.
Mm.
And we were wondering, or wanted to hear your stories of how you've proved you were sick. Aaron in Langwarrin. Hi, Aaron.
G'day, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Aaron, have you had to really go out there and go that extra length to prove you're sick?
Yeah, I just start by saying I love the show, guys. Listen to it every morning on the way to work. Forever, Carlton supporter. Love your work, mate.
Well done,
yeah, so back when I was 16, I worked at the local Woolworths as a, you know, sort of out the back, doing all the milk and all that sort of thing.
Mm. So pretty much doing nothing.
Yeah, doing nothing, sitting on milk crates, drinking the chocolate milk there. But, called up the boss one time just saying that I had, dermatitis on my fingers. I had it really bad, like welts and lumps and things like that on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So the boss said, oh, nah, you're talking rubbish sort of thing. So I live probably a 5-10 minute walk from the store. So I decided, oh, I'll walk up there and show him.
Yeah.
So I walked up there and showed the boss, and he said basically, get out of here, mate. You're not supposed to be here.
It's a real catch 22, isn't it? you turn up, they want you to send you
they
home.
They say, go away,
sick.
Everyone will get you
because
weird.
Because I won't come in. Yep. Oh, yeah. Vicky in Pasco Vale. Hi, Vicky.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Vicky, have you had to prove that you were sick?
Did I ever? And I did it brilliantly. I went away on holiday and I had a quad bike accident. I ended up injuring my leg from under the kneecap to the ankle, completely split open.
Ooh, okay.
All the flesh and bone everything.
Okay. Wow.
Really graphic, really graphic.
Yeah.
I spent 3 weeks in hospital. I finally made my way home, recuperating at home, and my boss didn't believe that had happened. She thought I just wanted a month's holiday. And I said, look, I've got certificates and everything when I come in. And she said, no, look, you've had 4 weeks. Just come in and we'll have a sit-down talk. I thought I was going to lose my job. So I wrapped up all my leg, of course, still in bandages and sutures. And they were going to amputate the knee, but I told them they weren't allowed to.
Very severe, yep.
Yep, so really extreme. And so I got in there and she said, oh, so, what really happened? What were you, drinking and partying and having a great holiday? And I said, you don't believe me, do you? And she said, oh, look, the fake limp and everything.
Oh,
I said, yeah, no worries. So I lifted up my trackie pants, undid the bandage, and all you could see was open flesh, the muscles, the bones, the sutures.
Got that
there
bit.
Wasn't a lot of, there was, yeah, good morning, have your breakfast, everyone.
Oh, well, yeah, no, good, 18 past 8.
I know a player, Byron. You know when you go to the best and fairest.
We'll take one more call, but go, shoot.
You know when you go to a best and fairest at the end of the year and all the supporters are there?
Yeah.
And you got to, it's a great night. You get to mingle with supporters and you get to celebrate the year, but you got to sign everyone's autograph.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long, tedious night. It's work. So you got to sign autographs. A player I used to play with, put his arm in a sling and said had his shoulder done and it was his signing hand. So he couldn't sign any autographs, so he just sat there.
Really? Brilliant. Interesting character that player was.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Ali.
He's a good player.
Hello.
He was apparently a very good player. Ali.
Full forward.
Full forward. Ali in Williamstown. Hi, Ali.
Hi, guys. Love your show. Love your work.
Oh, thanks, Ali.
I was a full-time dancer last year, and dance teachers can be pretty brutal. And I was getting all of these random allergic reactions over my body, which were really painful.
Mm.
And one day I got a really bad one all over my bottom. And to dance with that, it was just not going to happen. And so I got to uni, she didn't believe me.
Oh.
And so I just was like, okay, I'll show you. And showed her my bottom. And she was just like, oh, all right, cool. And then I didn't have to dance, so that was good.
Hey, Ali, I feel your pain. There's two people in this room that were dancers, and how bloody is my God.
Whoa, I fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
cute little moment yesterday with our new puppy, 10 weeks, nearly 11 weeks old, Lizzie Rosie
Happy
Box.
Birthday.
Yeah, it'll be on Monday. Puppy school tonight. Oh. I'm excited, the very first puppy school. But yesterday, Trix came back from...
How does that work?
I don't know. Oh, like, this is a whole new
amazing.
World.
I can't wait. Tomorrow.
It's like going to school with puppies.
Wow.
I think it's more than that. I think
not allowed to touch other people's puppies. I noted that. Anyway, so we're doing that tonight. But Trix came home from kinder yesterday, Fev, and I love 5-year-olds' brains. I love all children's brains, really. But
you work with one.
She comes in and she's like, "Mummy, where's my Batgirl outfit?" I'm like, this
Sorry about
is.
That. Push on.
Are you listening?
Is that a wind up?
No, it's not at all. I'm enjoying it. Batgirl.
Anyway, so I got her Batgirl outfit, but she hasn't worn it since she was 3, so it's a bit small. And actually, the mask, it's on my Instagram, by the way, the photo, the video. But
at
the
mask.
Yeah, thank you. At Fifi underscore box, actually.
Ooh, sorry.
I don't know who at Fifi box is. Anyway, the mask is so tight that it's actually her you can barely see, her eyes can barely open because it's so small for a little face. But
that's what Byron needs.
She'd gone and picked up Lizzie.
Very funny. Plastic surgery reference.
She'd gone and picked up Lizzie in her arms and she walked into me. I'm in the kitchen making dinner. And she'd walked in as Batgirl and she'd rescued a puppy.
Very cute.
Let's have a listen. This was her picture all dressed up as Batgirl rescuing the puppy.
I saw this puppy in danger. So I went and put her to my Batmobile, and then I am going to put her safe in my house because she's actually my puppy.
The evil laugh at the end. And what I got out of that is, move over, Mum. It is my dog.
Yeah, my
and it's
puppy.
Not your dog. That was a little 5-year-old going, "Hey, Mum."
Well, we had this chat last night because Lizzie jumps on my lap. And Trixie said to me, "Mummy, why does Lizzie not jump on my lap?" So I did the whole thing. I've got a bigger lap. Like, you know, you got little legs and I'm more comfy.
Take her off your lap and give it to Trixie.
But she just jumps back onto mine.
Oh.
I don't know what to... She just really loves me.
Okay.
Oh, God.
101.9 The Fox.
Parents are the best until you become a teenager and then suddenly they're just not necessarily the best. And I don't know when that age kicks in where your parents become embarrassing, but let's celebrate that for a moment because there's a kid over in Scotland. He'd probably be year 10, year 11. He's done really well at school. So I'm going to play some audio from the equivalent of the Scottish version of Sunrise.
Oh, like Scottish Koshy.
Yeah, there's a Scottish... this is more a Scottish Sam, maybe.
Oh, great.
Or a Georgie, if we flick over to the Today Show. Now, he's been celebrated. You're going to hear the awkwardness because it's very visual. But the mum walks on set and starts cuddling him. And the look on his face, he's mortified.
Quickly, I've got to bring in a proud mum, Alison. Alison, go and tell Fraser what you think.
Delighted.
There you go, Fraser. That'll embarrass you for the rest of your life.
Like, Fraser's not even laughing. He's looking at his mum like he hates her. Like, get away from me. And the great thing is it happened on TV. So we thought, have your parents ever embarrassed you on television?
Oh.
Now, it might not necessarily be with you, but maybe, I don't know, they were a contestant on a game show and they were just
Kazza.
So embarrassed. Oh, did Kazza, where did Kazza go?
Your mum.
Sale of the Century. Oh, come on
go?
Down.
Oh, no, Price is
Price
Right.
Price is Right. Remember when she
That's
stuffed
right.
She made it to the showcase and Ange was, because Ange can't speak English, he was yelling out, there was a difference between the spa and the bar and they were the last two and Dad yelled out spa and Mum thought she said bar and it was the other way around and she lost the whole showcase, $28,000 worth.
I wish we could understand what Ange said. I mean, the world would be easier.
I can understand Ange.
What?
Ange is the best. I love that. He's a perfect example, Fev. When your parents appear on television in whatever form, I don't know, they're interviewed on the news, who knows, when did they embarrass you on the telly?
13, 10, 60.
And we will even take a call from Ange Favola.
That'd be great.
Remember when he got married at Gunby Park?
Yeah. 13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Great video clip of a guy over in the UK in Scotland and he's on the telly on the Scottish version of Sunrise and his mum comes on to give him a big kiss and a cuddle and he is mortified.
Quickly, I've got to bring in a proud mum, Alison. Alison, go and tell Fraser what you think.
Delighted.
There you go, Fraser. That'll embarrass you for the rest of your life.
Mortifying.
That is soul-destroying.
Isn't it? You can obviously see that on our Instagram too. But we just said 131060. Have your parents ever embarrassed you on television? Fev had Kazza was on The Price is Right, obviously doing a great job.
She did well. She got to the showcase.
And then Andrew
and $28,000 worth of prizes. And the last one she had to get right was between a bar and a spa.
So it was Kaz with Andrew,
and
Dad.
And Andrew's in the crowd. Yelling out, because everyone'll be yelling out.
Oh,
and
it'd be
Dad,
so hard.
Dad's doesn't speak great English. And spa. Nah, got it wrong.
What did he think it was?
It's hard to ascertain what he's saying.
He said spa instead of bar.
But Kaz thought she heard bar.
Bar, yeah.
Oh, well.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. But Bowlers
didn't get
right.
the spa that yeah. year, did you?
No, we got nothing.
anyway, Bridget.
And we moved to Narre Warren after
Point
that.
Cook. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how are you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Bridge. Have your parents embarrassed you on the telly?
Yeah, so back in the 70s, my mum was a guest on the Don Lane show.
Oh, what was your mum doing to be a guest?
She was really into that sort of stuff back then.
Oh, the phone cut out at a critical point.
What did you say she was into, Bridge?
Oh, every time. We'll come back to you, Bridge, because
really
every time we
know.
Get to that critical point of the story, the phone cuts out. We'll work on that connection and come back to you.
Bridge's mum's just phoned through. Remember that time my daughter embarrassed me on radio?
Yeah.
She didn't say anything.
Alana is out of Caulfield. Hi, Alana.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Alana. Have your parents embarrassed you on the telly?
My mum did it.
What did she do?
She was on The Price is Right. I was a bat also. I was probably in about year seven, so pretty vulnerable age.
Yeah.
And they called her down. Firstly, they mispronounced her name, so I was already feeling embarrassed. And then she got so excited, she tripped down the stairs.
Oh! What was her name? What is her name, Alana, that they mispronounced
it? She'll kill me if I put it on radio.
Oh, we're identifying her.
Okay, her surname. Oh, all right, her name was Shawika, and they said Shakaka. And to this day, my friends still call me that.
Shakaka.
Great horse, Shakaka.
Oh my God!
Just
you know
jump
what,
out of the area,
Alana, as somebody who has also fallen down the stairs on a different show, Dancing with the Stars,
oh, yeah.
I feel for your mum.
That embarrassed a lot of your family.
Totally.
When you did that,
I'll never forget. Mum said she was in the kitchen, like cutting carrots at the kitchen bench when that happened, and. Yeah, bit embarrassed.
Very embarrassing.
Bridget in Point Cook, there?
I'm back, yes.
Okay, Bridget, what was your mum into at the time?
She was into astrology.
Oh.
So she was a guest on the Don Lane show as an astrologer?
Yeah, because mum was like a teacher and all that sort of stuff, and Don was really into, you know, mediums and astrology and all that sort of stuff back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you remember, but Don used to wear these, like, coloured surfy beads. And every time he had a guest on at the end of the show, he would, like, give them, you know, right. a pair of these beads.
Just all brushing up on our Don Lane knowledge.
Yeah. So mum goes in to have a rehearsal a couple of days before the actual show and meets with Bert Newton and Don. And Don gives her a pair of beads. So she comes home, gives them to me, and I freak out. I'm like, oh, my God, are they actually Don Lane's beads? Did he really touch them? And I was freaking out. So I wore them to school. Anyway, mum, I was only 12 at the time, and then mum goes on the show, and just to relax her a little bit, Don asks her to tell that story about how I reacted. So, of course, mum goes, oh, you know, she said, are they Don Lane's beads? Did he actually touch them? And then, of course, everybody knew about it because everyone was watching the show, and I get to school the next day. Mortified, teased mercilessly.
Don.
Everyone's like, are they Don Lane's beads? Did he actually touch them?
Oh, that's.
I love that Don. I love that Don just wanted to hear a story about how a 10-year-old just loved him and thought he was amazing.
Yeah, that's a bit embarrassing for you.
Forget my horoscope. Tell me more about how people love me.
We are out of here. And of course, Fifi, Fev and Byron is brought to you by the NAB app, which has something for everyone. This isn't just your standard app.
Just tell it. Byron, tell us, what does it have? It has something for everybody. Share one of the great features.
Okay. Yes, it is made for human. But like if you lose your card, you know how mostly you have to ring the bank and, oh, I've lost my card and it's tedious.
Yeah.
Just reorder it inside of the app with a touch of a button.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
Do we want to go back to Bridget?
No, Bridget's just dropped out, so I'm sure she had more for us.
101.9 The Fox.
I love Oprah, and I love Oprah because even if you don't really like Oprah, she's not your thing, still anything she recommends, it has that weight of it must be good if Oprah's recommended it.
Yes.
Remember that time when she had her talk show and anyone who went on it suddenly became a billionaire because if that – I think Jamie Drury was on it as a garden guy for
bang.
A minute.
Yeah, that's bang. Not worked out well.
Well, then, see, but he was on the tail end of her show.
Yeah, right.
Then it just disappeared.
Disappeared.
But Dr. Phil, he's the man.
Huge.
Any expert. So when I read an article yesterday, I saw the headline and it said, Oprah's sleep doctor – bust the biggest shut-eye myths.
Oh.
And it said, if you needed a good night's sleep, this is the man. Now,
I don't sleep well. This
well, you don't see. Think about it. And for anyone else who gets up or works shift hours, because we get up at crazy o'clock, and sleep is the holy grail. Like a good night's sleep, it's amazing.
I am like a baby, though. If you keep playing that music,
he is going to fall asleep.
You're going to drift away.
Nothing better.
So, if anyone else is interested in this, in Oprah's sleep doctor's tips.
I'll turn the music down because
he has actually drifted off. Stay tuned. Here we go. Fev, have you ever heard of a Napa latte?
No.
Okay,
it sounds like a coffee. You wouldn't be drinking a coffee before you go to bed, would you?
No. Well, this is interesting. So this is Dr. Michael Bruce, Oprah's sleep doctor. Oprah's sleep doctor.
Are you awake?
I've fallen asleep in an opera before. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Remember when our bosses said we don't need a comedian? Yeah.
You know when you need a nap in the afternoon, you're tired, you haven't had a good night's sleep. This is a sleep hack. Apparently the Napa latte works like this. You take a cup of black coffee,
mm-hmm.
cool it down with 3 ice cubes,
mm-hmm.
drink it quickly, and then immediately take a 25-minute nap and then set your alarm just for the end of the 25 minutes. What? He said, nothing will make you feel better. Has Oprah done any background checks on this guy?
take iced coffee.
Black coffee and slam it down and then try to sleep. And then,
is that it?
Well, no, The other one was drink banana tea, take a chunk of banana, cut it down and brew it with boiling water. No thanks. Wait for it, Fev. Count sheep. Oh, come
that's
on.
Right. Oh,
who's
that's
this
right.
guy?
That's right. I'll give you a
come
tip.
Come on.
Take a steel knox. Bang.
101.9 The Fox.
This is exciting news for Footscray and Werribee. We love Werribee after they got canned by the people who decided that they were the Dole Bludgers of Australia. No, not on our watch. We love Werribee. There is a huge Chinese film being filmed in our city at the moment. An Australian-Chinese co-production.
Wow.
The producers are spending $40 million in Victoria. That's the biggest production in Victoria since Spielberg's The Pacific back in 2010. It's a contemporary white-collar thriller.
Love those.
Shooting for 70 days at Docklands, Geelong, wonderful Werribee. And it's saying also the decommissioned Hazelwood Power Station in the Latrobe Valley.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting
good
location.
Good use of the site.
Do you know that place is amazing? I used to go down there all the time. Well, the water was warm.
Do you know what's so funny? Maybe we were there at the same time because when I worked at 3TR Traralgon, I was I was in the RAV4 with the Big M's.
Yeah.
And I'd often go to Hazelwood.
Would you?
To the power station there and hang out.
I used to kneeboard. Blew my eardrum out there.
Anyway, what's missing is they didn't identify Footscray. Which is interesting because yesterday streets of Footscray were shut down. Now, we've got footage of this. We've put it on our Instagram. The streets of Footscray in this particular intersection were covered in red sand.
Mm.
Like it's amazing.
It looked like something from Mad Max or something.
Yeah, and we were sort of online and Twitter and on socials looking for other photos of it and we couldn't find anything. So 131060... Yeah, well,
Leon's
we've got a mate. Leon's mate was in a building and he took a photo of it.
People.
Maybe he wasn't supposed to. Hmm. But anyone in Footscray, have you seen the filming? Is it blocked off your street? In fact, they've been filming down at Docklands.
Yeah, they have, Boxy. And I went in Thursday night for the footy show last week and I drove in and usually the car parks are all full. You got your own car park.
That's a Channel 9 at the Docklands?
Yeah, it goes...
Do you actually have your own car park?
Yeah, it goes mine and then Eddie's and then I'm way down the other end. And I drove in and I got there early because I've flown back from from
Tassie.
I know, from Adelaide. And I drove in and there was trucks everywhere and there was people everywhere. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I don't have the car parks. I had to sit there. And the security guard come over and goes, oh, they're just shooting a kung fu movie in the studio number 3. And I went, that's annoying. And anyway, so I got out and had a bit of a chat with him, and they said they're trying to break into the American market, so they're filming down here. I was like, maybe do it somewhere else.
Where it's not inconvenient
to
you.
Yeah, because I had no car park, but very, very, very
Look, filming can be inconvenience you, and 131060, firstly, we did save
anyone. There was ninjas running around everywhere, though.
That's amazing, too.
It was amazing.
If you have been inconvenienced in Footscray, you've seen in the action, let us know.
Yep.
But also, just have you ever been inconvenienced by the filming of a television show or movie? Because I'll call out, this was last year, no, it must have been the year before that, in my dad's street, they were filming that television show with Jessica Murray, the one where she comes back as that prodigal daughter. Not my daughter.
Sons and Daughters.
Sons of Anarchy.
Farmer's Daughter.
Something with Jessica Murray. Anyway, they blocked off my dad's street, and you're only allowed to get through if you're a citizen, like a resident.
Yeah.
And I kept having to say to the guy there, it's just that's my dad's house through there. It was Love Child.
Gotcha.
It was just every day I went to visit dad, I had to explain to some guy.
Love Child.
Can you just film Love Child somewhere else?
They get paid for it, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah, apparently there's a lot. Actually, let's ask that too. Have you been paid money? Because location shoots, you can have someone knock on your door
and say, hey,
we'd love to use your house for a film or a television show, and you get thousands.
Yeah, I've done a few shoots at people's houses where you go in and they rent out the house for a day. Well, the Jenny Craig ad, for instance.
Hang on, that's not your house.
No, Mel B and I are both in the same house.
Well, you live in the same house.
When you look at the background, and not many people pay... look at the background because I'm on the screen.
Why would you?
So they're looking at me and Mel. But that's the same kitchen.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We'll take lots of calls here. They're already coming through on this.
House.
13,
Where
10.
Where is it?
Camberwell.
There we go. Thanks. 13, 10. Did you want to buy it?
No.
Sorry. 13, 10, 60 is the number. We'll come back to your calls.
1019, The Fox.
We've come across something that no one seems to know about.
Yeah, yesterday the streets of Footscray, well, in one area of Footscray, were blocked off and covered in red sand. Because this huge movie, this Australian-Chinese co-production, it's the biggest production in Victoria since Spielberg came here and made the Pacific.
Kung Fu movie.
It's been filmed in Footscray at the moment. They're doing some filming in Geelong, Werribee,
Docklands.
And we just said, has anyone in Footscray been inconvenienced by it, seen it, seen the actors, any stars? Now, we do have Aaron from Footscray on the line. Are you there, Aaron?
Good morning. Good morning. How are we?
Hey, good, Aaron. Aaron, have you seen any action from the movie?
Aside from a few production trucks moving in yesterday, we haven't seen much, really. But we did get a letter stating that they were shooting the movie there. However, it was going to be apparently set in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, this is interesting because we were saying there's something mysterious about this because no one's heard of it.
Right.
You say Africa, they made the streets like red desert, like sand.
That's from the picture on our Instagram story.
Maybe it's an Australian-Chinese co-production, but maybe it's a scene in Africa.
That's what we're thinking. My partner and I kind of looked at each other and went, in Footscray, I mean, I can kind of believe it, but there's only one street that looks, you know, not looks sort of African, but, you know, African.
Okay. Oh, do you know what?
We'll get the street name as well.
One of the best African restaurants I've ever been to is in Footscray. It's amazing.
I reckon Toto might be doing another film clip.
Okay. Well done. Good tie-in. I love what you did there. Melina in Williamstown. Hi, Melina.
Oh, hi, Pete. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Melina, have you ever encountered a television show or a film being filmed in your area?
Actually, in my house. So we had The Wrong Girl filmed at our place last year.
Wow.
So, that was pretty exciting. We had a few soap stars come into our place. So we had Jessica Murray, we had Rob Collins, Ian Meadows, Natalie Bessingwaite, she was here as well.
Oh, good old Nat, one of our co-hosts.
It was great. And look, you know, they come in and they literally move into your house and you've got 30 people dressed in black and everything, you know, moving at fast speed. And then when they say it's done. They literally leave and everything's packed up and gone within, you know, half an hour or so.
Now, great. You don't have to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it. So what they obviously pay you?
They do.
A good whack?
Well, they've got a good budget.
How much?
No, can't say.
Oh, well, no one knows
Melina,
where you live.
Confidential.
Melina, can I ask, are you...
What, 10 grand a day?
Are you there? Are you able to hang around and watch in the background, like in the kitchen making a coffee?
I was there the whole time and they just were very inclusive and I got to watch what was going on and they actually have their little camp set up out the front with, you know, their food trucks and all of that and they invited me to go and have lunch with them. So, yeah, they're just really, really nice people and very respectful of your house. And
10 grand?
Sorry about that.
Probably a bit more.
20, you reckon?
Oh, thank you, Melina. Olivia in South Morang. Hi, Olivia.
Hello.
Hey, Olivia, what's your experience with a TV show or film?
So my dad, it was actually my dad, he went to an airport for a business trip and he went to check in, walked up, and they're like, oh, I hate how much makeup we have to wear. He's like, what are you talking about? It ended up being a prop for a Jetstar ad. You can actually see him in the background of the advert waving.
Oh, you can actually see him.
Yeah, so they ended up using that one because he's waving in the background looking like a happy customer.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Funny.
Did he get a fee?
He goes to again.
Sorry, but he was a bit annoyed that he couldn't actually check in.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, this might help you out too, Byron. Speaking of breakups, this is interesting. We want to talk about when lengths you've gone to or things you've done to make your ex jealous.
Oh,
because
geez.
Now this is a fun area. So there is a you know Airtasker. Are you familiar with Airtasker, Fev?
No.
Okay, Airtasker.
No, AirSack.
It's a little bit like Uber.
It's a beanbag.
So or Airbnb. So the idea is if you want someone to do something, so you register like on Uber.
Yep.
Say you were moving house and you were like, you'd pop up there, I'm looking for someone to move my house, and you might say, I'll pay you $70.
Yep.
And then somebody will go, yep, I'll do that. So it's a way you can get people to do things.
Sounds like a great app.
It's great. I was on there before. It's just simple things. I need help finishing to build my kitchen
shelves. I need my dinner
shelves.
Cooked.
Anything.
You could do that.
So how's this? Can I please read you this girl's put up? Now, this is all to get her ex-boyfriend jealous. I'll read it to you. These are the task details. Now, she's offering $40 for this. Requirements. Must be over 6'5 and be able to show up in your footy uniform. must be able to get from Carlton to Brunswick today. So it was a job. Must be able to do this job in your footy uniform. My ex and I broke up. I need to give him his stuff back. I would rather someone with me. And obviously she's trying to get this guy to turn up and look like she's got a new man and it's a footy player.
He's a big dog.
You don't need to actually date me or even say anything. In fact, don't speak. The implication will be enough.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Please provide your most up-to-date footy stats in your application. And
footy
then,
stats.
And then in brackets... Ex-boyfriend is 6'1 on a good day. He also wouldn't ever fight anyone. Well, that's probably irrelevant. Anyway, so the whole point is...
Did she get one?
I don't know. That was just up on Airtasker.
Wow. Get big amazing. Mason Cox out there, 6'11.
Imagine him walking
out. So $40. But what a great... But you know what I love most is that girl's mind, in her mind, I just want to get it. I've got to get my stuff and I want him to get jealous.
We should get on this.
What
for you?
A radio sting.
What actually? Why doesn't she get you to go and
rock up
stuff?
In your Carlton kit?
No, but like any, like we'll sift through them, and we'll go out and do it. That'd be amazing.
Oh, you just do Airtasker.
Yeah, need you to pick up some boxes.
I mean, there's cash in it. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for work, what a great way to get some extra cash just doing people's jobs.
Leave that with us.
Anyway, 131060, girls, guys, share your stories and fess up. Come on, what have you done? Or the lengths you've gone to make your ex jealous.
I reckon there'd be a lot of Insta stories at gyms and with...
There would be, absolutely guaranteed, there'll be somebody listening who has told a guy, can you just put your arm around me for this photo I'm going to upload to Insta?
Oh.
It'll just look like we're together, but we're not.
Oh,
that is absolutely got to have happened.
Or go to gym and get a workout with a nice hunk.
Oh, he's looking at me. Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's done that already.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, speaking about people who love music, how's this for a cool pair of cats over in Germany? So two elderly men, Fev, escaped their nursing home over the weekend to go to a heavy metal festival in Germany.
They loved it.
Heavy metal horns. That's a band called Dimmu Borgir, I believe.
Yeah, Dimmu Borgir, very popular.
They're pretty heavy.
Black
so
metal.
Here's the thing. The two guys escaped the nursing home. Staff raised the alarm. Police, there was a frantic search. And then police found them disoriented and dazed at 3 a.m. in the grounds of the Wacken Open Air Festival. Apparently it's the world's biggest heavy metal festival. We should do an OB from there. Imagine us going there.
I love this story.
Let's rule it out.
It gets even better, Feb. The two old fellas, they refused to leave. And they actually just refused to leave. They wouldn't go.
You can't tell old people what to do.
No, you can't. And you know what? I believe they've earned the respect. 100%. And they've got to an age where they can do whatever they want.
Yeah,
In fact, I believe at that age, they should be escorted to wherever they want to go.
Yeah.
Like even that should be the job of the carers at the nursing home
to take them there. I just hope I get to that age, Boxy. I can't wait to be in a nursing home. It'd be like a little frat party. It'd be amazing.
Oh,
playing beer pong with tea and stuff.
I was just imagining though the people in the rooms near you, like, it'd be great.
You'd have a lot of stories.
It'd be so much fun.
Imagine the retirement village, your neighbour is Beef Evola. You'd be like, I just want some peace and quiet.
I know, anyway.
We could all be in one together. Oh, Byron will be done by then.
Okay.
You're not far off.
You're
not far off.
How do you work that out? You wait till I get Botox and look even younger.
13, 10, 60.
Superannuation kicks in for you.
Let's celebrate our elderly. Grand's gone wild.
Grand's gone wild. It's time to party.
Okay, obviously that includes...
there's more where that came from.
Was that Tim?
That's lit AF.
These are good. These are good. So we want stories, Fifa, of elderly people going wild.
Yeah, talk about your grandma, your grandpa, your nanny, your pop. What, they're still at nightclubs, they go out with you, they have a big night. I mean, good friend of ours, Jules Lund, his dad... Ken Lund loves to join Jules out on a big
lively
night.
Turned.
I remember a story of Ken Lund having to be dragged out of a nightclub, and he had his arms and his legs like Sylvester the cat in those Looney Tunes movies, and they couldn't get him out. He refused, like in the doorway.
That'll be me.
101.9 The Fox.
Now we're talking about grands and gramps who've gone wild. This is on the back of two elderly guys in Germany. What legends. They've escaped their nursing home on a Friday night and gone to a heavy metal music festival. It's actually the world's biggest heavy metal music festival, and police have found them at about 3 a.m, disoriented and dazed. They refused to leave. I love them.
Imagine the strut and how cool they were when they went back in the confinement of the retirement home and all the other oldies are going, yeah, and they're like, yeah, we did it.
Standing ovation as they walk back.
Isn't that really, what a funny reflection on life, though, that you do that when you're a teenager, like escape your school camp or whatever and try to go, and then when you're elderly, you've still got 100%. To escape.
What's it's that saying? I used to sneak out of my house to go to parties as a kid. Now I sneak out of parties to go home.
Yeah.
And when you're old, you do the same thing. You sneak out.
Courtney in Melton. Hi, Courtney.
That's why you end up at Empire.
Hi, how are you going? Good morning.
Courtney, have you got a gran, a pop who's gone a little wild, likes a wild time?
Yeah, so my grandmother, she is late 70s, probably early 80s, because she doesn't tell us her age. And I recently broke up with my boyfriend on a Friday. So my grandma came down on a Saturday and she got all my girlfriends together and we went out to a nightclub. With my grandmother, and she tried to get me a rebound that night.
Yeah!
I'm turned.
That could possibly, Courtney, be the best grandma story I've ever heard.
It's amazing.
How did you go?
Did you get one?
No, I wasn't into it, but it was a really, really good night.
Did Gran get one?
I think that's the bigger question. We won't ask what club, but wow.
No,
I
mean, how good's your Gran?
Was it a local place or...?
I'm not going to say.
Interesting. There we go. Wow. How about that?
I think were you looking for Nana's deets there?
Yeah, put a name on the door at Empire.
Brooke in Doreen. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Really well, Brooke. Have you got a grandparent who likes a big night, a wild time?
Actually, it was my great-grandmother at the time.
She better.
This is great.
Yeah. She actually had a vacant block next to her house. It was very overgrown because no one lived there.
Mm.
And she called the council, like any grandmother would have, and said, oh, you know, can you guys come and cut it for me? And they said, like, no, and they didn't send anyone. So she set the whole thing on fire.
Oh!
Pyromaniac, grandma, great-grandma.
Yeah. Right in the mosh pit.
What were the repercussions? Were the did the police get involved?
Yeah, so the fire brigade came down. She didn't get in trouble or anything, but just got a warning. But it was pretty funny at the time, getting told that grandmother had sent the thing on fire.
Wow, we didn't
expect
that. It'd
be challenging for police officers to be confronted by a great grandmother, because it's
what do you say?
Yeah. You know, like you're hardly going to put
deep
her
down.
In
they're going well done.
And finally, Scott in Cranbourne. Hi, Scott.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Scott. Scott, tell us about your grandparents.
My dad, when she was 68, she got herself some new boobs.
That's lit AF.
And Pop had a heart attack.
101.9 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring.
Yeah.
That can only mean one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hotline Ring.
Okay.
We need you to sing the next line.
That's right. We need you to sing the next line. We ring random numbers and we play a song down the line and we need the lyrics completed before we give up. We will not hang up until we get the lyrics. So yesterday, just a bit of fun, why not? Thought we'd try a bit of Aerosmith.
Great song.
Hello? I don't want to fall asleep, because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to get that way.
Hello. I don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to fall asleep. Hello? 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 Hello?
Someone's ringing me every time you say hello. Come on, do we not mean you say hello?
Hello? You're an old.
Hi. You were so...
Hello?
Yeah, and the music's coming again. What the f*** is that?
Right. I'm sorry. Hello.
Again.
Yeah, well, yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Hello. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Is that it? Yeah. I don't hear Guns N' Roses, yeah. Hello.
Whether you're travelling, budgeting or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. NAB app. It's made for human.
101.9 The Fox.